The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
And so let's go to the business news. Sarah McGuinness, the assistant news editor of the Business Post, is with us today. And can you start, please, Sarah, by telling us about a warning from EirGrid about a possible exodus, as it calls it, of data centres from Ireland. Why would that happen?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, so EirGrid wrote to the IDA last October, and in a briefing they warned of a mass exodus of data centres from Ireland due to a lack of new connection agreements being signed off on. They basically said that they had been warning of the fact that new connection agreements are going to be a threat to the country's data centre supply and our ability to maintain the very high data centre presence that we have since 2016. And they kind of ramped up those warnings in 2021, warning of an energy generation deficit. They say that they're basically being hounded, for lack of a better word, by data centre companies, asking them, what's the story about new connections? When are those going to be up and running? And ultimately, they've kind of also warned that without data centres, Ireland, who has kind of been seen at the forefront of many kind of technological advancements, is going to get left behind. And that's kind of crucial at the moment, because the new tech wave is coming with the kind of rampant rollout of, well, not really rollout, but development of AI. So that could be kind of crucial to our country's development and our ability to compete ultimately.
I think at present about 21% of all of electricity generated in this country goes to these data centres. So how can we have more data centres without having an awful lot more electricity being generated and then fed through the network to these data centres?
Yeah, well, that's just the thing, Matt. It's kind of that's kind of the conundrum. There's this kind of idea of, zero carbon data centres, but EirGrid themselves have said this isn't possible. What they're actually doing in some places is they're building these green industrial parks to kind of, I suppose, offset the energy, the kind of energy consumption of data centres. So they're building solar farms alongside data centres and kind of trying to co-locate them in a way, I suppose, that could be seen a little bit as greenwashing, but it's a real kind of conundrum. But there's another story today in the Business Post, which is kind of similar to this kind of data centre question, and it's about subsea internet cables. It's PwC's report, which is basically telling the government that they need to find new ways to support the subsea internet cable industry, because international data flows to and from Ireland could grow by about demand for international data flows to and from Ireland could grow by 48 times by 2030, which is seismic. And yeah, like, it kind of speaks to this wider issue of energy generation and, I suppose, supporting that kind of tech.
And sorry, Sarah, are the existing cables capable of carrying all of that additional data and traffic, or does it require the laying of a lot more cable between here and the United States?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, the kind of level of subsea cables that we have at the minute has been a constant kind of bugbear. We have 14 at the minute, and only 4 of them are to North America. So really, that ought to be ramped up. So the Maritime Area Regulatory Authority has kind of called for this overhaul of the levy system on subsea internet cable providers. And they're basically saying that we need to make it cheaper to land cables here and really to invest more in this industry if we want to be able to keep up with the amount of data and data transferring that goes on in Ireland.
Two Coca-Cola related stories. The first, which is in the Business Post, tell us about how volumes of Coca-Cola products have been affected by the new tax on plastic bottles and cans.
Yeah, so I'm sure we're all familiar now with the deposit return scheme. And it's been kind of interesting seeing, as companies report earnings for the first half of the year, how drinks companies who make drinks have been impacted by the scheme. So Coca-Cola HBC, which is Coca-Cola's bottling company, which is located in Ireland, has said that their scheme has led to a decline in the volumes that they shifted for the first half of the year. They didn't really specify how much, but they said that it was low single digit decline. Now their profits were down marginally, their net sales were up, so it wasn't anything too drastic, but it's still interesting that they noted this in their annual report. Coca-Cola HBC has kind of been critical of the scheme in one sense, but also like acknowledges that it has to be there. They're saying now, obviously Coca-Cola being one of the largest contributors in the world to plastic waste, says that package circularity is at the top of their agenda, so that they're happy that to see that the DRC is progressing properly. But it, when the deposit return scheme was being rolled out, one of their top officials basically said that it's not fair that companies have to pay in part for the deposit return scheme and that they have to pay for the litter cleanup. So I suppose it's been kind of interesting to see how these big players have been interacting with this government initiative, which has kind of gotten a mixed response so far.
And then a bigger story potentially for Coca-Cola, a major tax bill it may have in the United States, which apparently is because it's been accused of hiding revenues in Ireland or profits in Ireland. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola could have to pay $16 billion to the US tax authority, because as you rightly said, they had been a court judgment found that they had been hiding profits in low tax countries, including Ireland, to shield it from the IRS, which is the US Internal Revenue Service. Now that ruling was dished out today and they're probably going to appeal it later this year, but it's going to be a really hefty sum. It's going to wipe out 1.5 years of profits for Coca-Cola, and if Coca-Cola can't overturn it, it's going to mean that they'll possibly be charged a higher US tax bill going forward. So as we kind of said, Ireland is one of the companies. It is one of the countries that, you know, Coca-Cola are going to slap on the wrist for hiding some of their profits here. There's also Brazil and then five others and these countries have subsidiaries of Coca-Cola, which make the concentrate here. And basically, they're being charged a much lower tax rate than they would in the US.
Okay.
The Irish Times report today said as low as 1.4%. So, yeah, not looking good for Coca-Cola.
Thank you very much, Sarah McGuinness, Assistant News Editor of the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.